Welcome back. I think I'd like to start with the ACA adapted version of the Serenity Prayer as we get started this afternoon. Deep breath. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Okay. Thank you. We are going to start into the proposals, and before we do so, I want to review the guidelines from the parliamentary procedure guidelines. I wrote down somewhere the pages that this is on in your binder, but I think I can find it. Let's see. We had, if you're working in the large delegate binder, it starts on page 19. And if you're working on just the section of the binder that only has the delegate information, it starts on page 12. So either one of those, whatever you're working from. What I wanted to point out, first of all, is that as those of you who were on the call, especially last night, that we are making a change to the ballot proposal process that was in this information. Under ballot F, which is ballot proposal process number 3, we're crossing out. We are not at the end of the initial discussion asking for a suggested wording of a proposal. So that's out. And if you're working off of the flowchart that is also in that section, it would be the third box or third thing down after start. Request a suggested motion that we're not doing. We tried it out at our first session yesterday for the orientation, and it didn't work out. And it turns out it wasn't meant to be part of these modified Roberts rules anyway. So it just ended up getting in there as we revised them. So the process in general, I will review before we start into the first proposal. And by the way, we will do the proposals in the order in which they receive the largest percentage of votes on the ballot. I will read the proposal, or I believe Jim may post it on the screen. We will have 10 minutes of discussion. And during that 10 minutes, people will have up to a minute to make their point, and Miles will give you a warning. Now, I realize with the number of people we have that that means that everybody is not going to get a chance to speak. I remind everybody that if the point that you want to make has already been made, please don't try to make it again. Then after the 10 minutes of discussion, we will then take a poll to see what the feeling is about sort of the temperature of the room. Do people support this proposal the way it's written? Do people not support it? Would people rather support it if it was reworded? Wordsmith, if you will, and that will determine where we go next. Okay, so let's start out, and what we will do is start with we're going to start with proposal three. And the proposals start, I'm going to find the page for that.
Okay. Yeah, while you're looking for that, Mary Jo, I just wanted to reiterate part of the process is first we'll be putting up a poll that asks for one of three categories where you would put this proposal.
The discussion, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're for the proposal the way it's worded, then we can move it towards a motion.
Right.
If there's no way the proposal will pass, then we'll table it. If it doesn't have 60%, but there's enough people who would consider if it had some slight changes, that's where we'll move it to the breakout room at the end of today. Hopefully that's clear.
Yeah. Yes, and I will clarify that too as we go along. We'll get to that. Okay. The first proposal on the table is the one about the preamble. The Service Network Committee is asking the ACA Fellowship to adopt the following preamble and have the WSO Literature Committee use it when they feel it is appropriate when updating current literature. Okay, we're not going to read the proposal in its entirety. This is a longer one. We also, on these proposals, will not read the history and reasoning or the background or the WSO analysis. You have all that information in your binder, and the expectation is that you will have read that information before we got here, and especially if your group filled out the ballot. So we will begin a 10 minutes of discussion, and I will take comments based on hands raised. Okay, so the first comment, our question in the discussion, and Miles, start the timer, is Marcus from Intergroup 648 in San Francisco Bay. Bay Area.
I feel this proposal should not be discussed in its present form, but it should at a minimum go to a breakout group for work on wording. Three meetings I was in had major problems with the wording. In particular, the purpose of ACA section. One of the words was comfort. We have language in fixing others in Big Red Book, page 575, asking people in meetings basically not to comfort those crying, but allow them to feel their feelings. Quote, we support others by accepting them into our meetings and listening. The purpose section of ACA in that document was it was taken from the identity papers, and I think this is a historical document, as said in the Big Red Book, and reflects that period of time. This should go to a breakout groups.
Thank you, Marcus. The next person to speak is Ellis from New Jersey 134.
I would like to speak in favor of the gender inclusive language that is adopted in this preamble, especially as a gender non-conforming person. I think it's important, in contrast to some of the comments that were made, these preambles has the wording supporting people who grew up in a dysfunctional family. And I think it's important for, if this does go out to a breakout group, to keep that in mind. This is further discussed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ellis. And the next person is Zoe from California 1331.
Hello, everybody. The meeting I represent thought that the preamble was promoting codependency in terms of the focus on sheltering and comforting others. One of our members said, well, that's what I did with my father. I thought I was supposed to not do that anymore. In ACA, we're learning to keep the focus on ourselves, but two of the three purposes in this suggested preamble place the focus on helping others. We also were not comfortable with use of the term confronting denial, which is can sound aggressive and might be a bit intimidating. If we decide to wait and not adopt a preamble during the ABC, we'd like to see the literature committee review options and make a recommendation rather than adopting this one.
And second.
If we believe we need to adopt a preamble immediately, our meeting strongly supports the use of the clear and inspiring language on the homepage of the WSO website.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Zoe. Okay, the next person is Kathleen from California 1312.
Really good. Hello. I also support the idea of having this go to a breakout committee. I think it should say something about the steps. We're a 12-step program, and I personally feel it's really essential to focus on that. I go back a long way with this organization, and historically, identity papers were not generally accepted in the 86 to 91 period in ACA as you know, core guiding documents, because there was an argument about whether or not the 12 steps ought to be more of a focus. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is Maria from Sweden, 023.
Hello. Thank you for service. My group thought that the idea of the preamble we support, but we feel it's not inclusive enough in the way it's stated right now. We think that some people could feel that they don't belong. So we would like to put some more work on the text, and under the comments on page 2, the second one to the end, they have stated, we suggest adopting what is on the WSO homepage. And they have a citation there. So that's my group's opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Brad from Maryland 0060.
Hi, yeah. I would support just removing the part with the purpose. I think the rest of the preamble is pretty good. I think a preamble is should be pretty general and open. And if people felt strongly that it needed a purpose, we could always go with tradition 5, which is each group has but one primary purpose to carry its message to the adult child who suffers. Thanks.
Thank you. Next person is Josh from Intergroup 626.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My intergroup, I talked to them about this. We love the idea of a preamble. We don't like this particular language. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Josh. Next is my Britt from Denmark 014.
Hi, I just have a question, and this is merely to establish whether this is an English way of saying it, but I think that the line number 3, to teach the skills of reparenting ourselves with gentleness, humor, love, and respect, shouldn't that be to learn the skills for reparenting ourselves with gentleness, humor, and love, and respect? It's just a matter of how to interpret this and how it gets translated in case we get a preamble. Thank you.
Thank you, my Brit. Next is Christopher from Intergroup 651 in Long Island.
Thank you. I've been involved in probably about 15 different 12-step programs over the last 15 years of my life. And every program, yeah, has a preamble that I've been involved with before. I've never seen a preamble so long before, but I am in favor of the idea of having one. We could probably carve out language to both be more inclusive and be more to the point. One member of my intergroup did I looked at the AA preamble, and that does not mention steps and traditions, but we are our own program. So perhaps that could make its way in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next person is Julianne from Indiana 0097. Sorry.
Hi. While we welcome the idea of a preamble, we would like something that is sounds less like we are a therapy group and something that sounds more like we are a 12-step organization that supports people in their own personal recovery, rather than making us sound like we're going to help you actually recover and you don't need therapy. Thank you.
Thank you.
2 minutes.
Next, 2 minutes. Thank you. Next is Jeannie from Florida 152.
Hi, everyone. My group liked the idea of a preamble as well, but I'd like to see us wordsmith it a little bit. I personally don't like the word infected there, but also where the first couple of sentences was more accurate to what we do beyond, you know, growing up in family dysfunction. I'd like to help us work on this a little bit more and mention 12-step, and I agree with Mybrit to learn the skills. Thanks.
Thank you. Next person is Petra from Spain 0002.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I'd like to add the aspect, we felt that we see either one of two groups coming into the fellowship. Either they are long-term members of another fellowship, and that seems to be mainly AA, or they're completely new to the 12-step program. And in both cases, in AA, there is often this attitude, you don't need a therapist, and you know, your sponsor will help you resolve all that. Here, I feel it's different. It says that clearly in the red book, and I feel we should reflect that somewhere in the preamble to say, you know, yes, it's great if you get a fellow traveler, but, you know, if that's not enough, especially if there is PTBS involved, you know, seek the help of a professional.
10 seconds.
Yes, thank you very much. That was my point.
Thank you. Is there time for more? Where are we, Miles?
I'm just about to tell you it's time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Time is up for this discussion. We will now have a poll, our first opportunity to do a poll. And this will come up and I will read it before we actually do it. The proposal is there and you will choose whether you support the proposal in the form that it's already written as a suggested motion. You oppose the purpose of this proposal and you would not likely support it in any form, or you generally support the concept but would only support it if it's reworked before a motion is created. Thank you, vote. You will have a minute and a half total. There's another 60 seconds that the vote will be open.
Yes, and we have the reminder again to make a choice and hit the submit button for your vote to be counted.
Mm-hmm. I lost track of when I said there were 60 seconds left. We are at 97 out of 110 votes, eligible votes. Okay, time is up. The poll is closed. We have a preponderance of people choosing C, that 81% of everyone has chosen that they would generally support the concept of the proposal, but would only support it if it is reworked before a motion is created. If there was any ambivalence in this poll, I would move to something else, but there is no ambivalence. This is a clear indication that the delegates would like to move this into a small group at the end of today to rework it. So that is what we will do with this proposal. It is moved into small group discussion at the end of the day. Okay. So that means we will now move into the next, onto the next proposal, which is proposal number 10. So as soon as Jim is able to get that on the screen. Okay. All right, proposal 10, and that's on page 174 in your binder. We propose that WSO create a daily reparenting reader similar in structure to the Strengthening My Recovery SMR daily reader. Reparenting tips, meditations, etc., would draw from the forthcoming Loving Parent Workbook, Guidebook, the Big Red Book, other ACA literature, including new material and ACA member submissions. The daily reparenting reader will complement the upcoming Loving Parent Guidebook, which helps ACA learn and apply reparenting tools. The proposed reparenting reader will provide daily inspiration and support us to reparent ourselves with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. Okay, we will now do 10 minutes of open discussion about this and starting now. The first person to speak will be Christopher from Intergroup 651 of Long Island.
Thank you. I feel like the daily reader that we have already is sufficient. However, if we were to go ahead with one, and it was voiced by several members of my intergroup that the writing should be primarily done by ACA members. I know that there are publishers like Hazelden that have professional writers, and I would just, you know, I'd be hesitant to see them do, you know, the writing for us. So thank you.
Thank you. The next person to speak is Kathy T. from California 837. Let me try that again.
Thank you. I'm very much in favor of a reparenting reader. In doing the recent reparenting workshop and doing some loving parent work on my own recovery, I could see how that would be an amazing tool for me. And I think for the fellowship, I'm highly in favor of this idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. The next person is Jeff from New York 087.
Yes, hi. So in my experience, reparenting together with regular contact and reading is as important as attending regular meetings is to working any other 12-step program. So in other words, if we don't reparent together on a regular basis and have these little bits, bite-sized pieces to keep us inspired, things tend to, you know, drop off in our reparenting work. And so I really believe this is important to keep our inner child in our hearts and keep the books from collecting dust on the shelves and reparenting in the solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Next person is Christine from Connecticut 112.
Hi, everybody. I am totally in favor of this project. I do reparenting work with sponsees, and we come up with reparenting statements. I believe that they can change our neural pathways and they're important to recovery. And if this passes, I volunteer to work on the project.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Christine. The next person is Justine from Intergroup 599.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to comment briefly that possibly, probably, a lot of the material for this will come directly from the Loving Parent Guidebook that is already in process. I'm hugely in favor of this for that and many other reasons. Thanks.
Thank you. The next person is Karen from Canada 328.
Thank you. Yeah, I support this because when we come into ACA, we're told that that is the solution, a loving parent, right? Reparenting ourselves. And I've been in ACA for 2 years now and still struggling with that whole concept. And yet it's the most important concept. So I support it wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person is Rob from Florida 173.
Yeah, I guess my comment would be, love the idea. And I think the group that I represent was also behind it. It would be nice to, we don't have the material from the reparenting that's being done right now. So it's kind of the horse before the cart. What does the material look like? But certainly I'm inspired by, you know, the idea of the Loving Parent Guidebook being used as the base for this.
Okay, thank you. Next person is Julianne from Indiana 0097.
Hi. Again, our concern is ACA attempting to move into the realm of playing therapy rather than concentrating on the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, and the 12 concepts? And while we, in general, support the concept, we haven't seen the beta material for the reparenting workshop. And our caution is that we say in our literature, we are not a substitute for therapy. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Kelly from telephone meeting 0341.
Yes. So in my notes on this one, a couple of things. The strengthening my recovery came out in 2013, so 7 years ago. It would be nice to have some new literature. And I know out of the telephone meeting, we have the choice of reading from Strengthening My Recovery. So it'd be nice to have this option. And yes, as the solution is to become our own loving parent, I think it's really important to have these daily little tidbits of information, especially coming from members. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Scott from Texas 0131.
Hi. Funny, you know, originally in my mind I was completely for it, but I also have in the back of my mind about just too much literature with the need to keep it simple. And when I think of how I go to meeting, I carry a little bag with three books, the Daily Reader, the Big Red Book, and the Yellow Workbook. And somehow just have this cautionary note in my head about more and more and more literature. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. And the next person is Marion from Intergroup 659.
Hi there. Yes, I would like to support this particular one. We, for people who've been in the fellowship a while, I've kind of got to the, I've read this enough times. I would really like, particularly with the focus on reparenting aspects, that is often an area of challenge, and I'm well aware that it's an area of challenge for many of the people in our meetings. So as an alternative daily reading, something like this for me would be very valuable. And I know others have asked for something similar, and I'm very happy to volunteer to help. I'd already got the literature committee contact to do so. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Dick from Iowa 029.
Yes. I think we already have the Loving Parent Guidebook coming out. And I'm not against this so much as I'm against doing it before we see what that is and how we can use it and how much information would be applied. I don't even know if there's 365 separate things to say about reparenting, but I don't know. So I'd rather we held off a year or so until we look at the Loving Parent Guidebook. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Jan from Wisconsin 0147.
Hi, everybody. I love the idea of this daily reading book. I got so much out of Strengthening My Recovery. But for me, that was more like helping me to see what I didn't get and how things could be different. And I think that the focus of this as focusing on developing one's own loving parent is different enough. And I love a daily reader, so I'm totally in favor. I pass.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Beatrice from Canada 313.
Hi, everyone. I think it would be great if we could wait a little bit and just see how the workshop on reparenting until it's done. I think maybe we could draw from that, and that maybe at this point it may be a little too hasty to jump on creating more literature. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Do we have time for one more, Miles, or not?
1 minute.
Okay. Next person is Sarah from Intergroup 604.
Yeah, so I just think it's such a pillar of our program to reparent, and so many people, new and old alike, I just hear that question constantly, how do I do it? And if we had, you know, member experience, strength, and hope on 365 pages, all they have to do is open the book and look and see, you know, you have 365 examples, and what a great tool that would be for everybody in the program. So that's all. Thanks.
Thank you. And next is Karen from, Karen, did you speak already? Let's see. Karen from Canada 328.
I did already speak. Can I say one more thing?
Let me see.
Has everybody spoken that?
Sarah, did you already speak?
Time.
Okay, yeah, I thought we were out of time. Don't worry. It's okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. What we will do next is have the same poll that we did the last time. And when Jim is ready, he can put that up. Okay. Okay. Do 30 more seconds. Okay, we'll end the poll. Okay, we have a clear majority of people who are in support of this motion. Okay, and because of that, what I would like to do now is ask if someone will be willing to make the official motion, which would be that WSO create a daily reparenting reader similar in structure to the Strengthening My Recovery daily reader, and then that it was originally proposed by Massachusetts 047 in the as a proposal. So please, let's see. We have Kathy T, who is making that motion officially. And now, if someone would be willing to second the motion, we have Liz C from Intergroup. I lost her. Where did she go? It was the Connecticut Intergroup, I believe. She went away. I don't find the name again. Okay.
She's at the bottom of the raised hand list, Mary Jo.
Pardon me?
Liz is at the bottom of the raised hand list.
Oh, okay. she was at the top for a minute. Okay, Liz from Intergroup 44 in Connecticut is the second on the motion. Okay, as is our process, we will now take 10 minutes if we need to discuss this motion. And Miles, if you'll give us 10 minutes on the clock. Okay, I'm gonna clear the hands right now, and please raise your hand if you wish to speak to this motion. And let's keep in mind not to repeat things that other people have said. Okay, we have Neil from telephone meeting 272.
Hi, am I unmuted?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just curious if, I mean, I'm for the motion, but I definitely heard and was wondering how I would make the friendly amendment to wait till that current guidebook that's being worked on is out before we actually start the process of creating this one.
Okay, it actually wouldn't need a friendly amendment. This would go into the literature queue and would unlikely be started until after the Loving Parent, or at least simultaneously, but not before the Loving Parent guidebook.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we have Carol from Region 2. Let me see if I have unmuted you appropriately. Okay, is more than one of us doing this unmuting? Okay, here you go, Carol.
Thank you. Yes, I'm for this, except that I would like to see more of the membership in input and less of focus on the Loving Parent guidebook, because like everyone, not everyone, but a few people have said, we haven't seen that. And on top of that, I think we do need to have more membership input on our literature and less committee input, because it's a committee is limited and the membership is vast. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Next is, let's see, Karen from Canada 328.
Thank you. Even though that we already have a lot of stuff that speaks to a loving parent. If you look at out in bookstores and online in our world, there's a plethora of self-help books like SCADs, right? And the reason for that is because psychologists will tell you that people learn in different ways. You know, there's the phlegmatic, melancholic, all those different things. Anyway, and the reason for that is we need to hear things in different languages. So I think it's a great idea, because the idea of being able to go directly to Loving Parent, something simple. I love the strengthening recovery because it's every day, it's brief, but it's succinct, it's profound, it's been worked on really well. And to be able to have something that I can go to just about Loving Parent, because otherwise I'm kind of lost. Yes, there is a lot, but I just want to zone in on that, and that would actually simplify. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Joe from Florida 223.
Yes, good morning. In the WSO analysis on this proposal, it talks about how the Loving Parent Guidebook was authorized in 2017, which is roughly 3 years ago. Could we expect that same kind of timeline if we were writing a new book? So if we made this proposal today, this would not come out in any quick fashion. So I'm a little confused on maybe a timeline information on this. Thank you.
Okay. I can, the timeline depends on the number of people involved and how quickly it can actually be created and so on, and the approval process. Beyond that, there's other information that'll be available later. Next is Jim from web meeting 0120.
Hi, this is Jim. Mm-hmm. And we actually use the Daily Reader
as the foundation of our daily meeting. And I think that this could be great literature for a group that would want to focus on loving parent challenges and tools that they could use. So I'm all for it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. The discussion portion or the debate portion of this is completed. We will now move to a vote on the motion. So Jim, if you have this in the form of a motion, and you will vote yes, you're for it, no, you're against it, or you abstain. We'll have a minute for that vote.
This is Sharon. Please remember that when you submit your, when you enter your answer to hit submit, you may have to scroll depending on the size of your screen.
Okay, the poll is closed. Okay. All right, we have a clear-cut majority in favor of this, but as is our practice, we will now give the opportunity for the minority opinion. So any of the seven people who voted against this motion, there will be 2 minutes for you to...
I got it, thanks, Deary.
If you choose to speak your... case in opposition to this. You don't have to, but if you choose to, you can. So raise your hand if you're in the minority and you would like to try to sway people to your side. Okay. All right. Seeing no hands raised, then I will declare this motion as passed. And thank you for completing this motion. All right. Next motion on the table is the motion number 8, or proposal, I'm sorry, proposal on the table is proposal number 8. Okay. And this proposal states, we propose that additional boundary resources are needed in ACA guideline materials to assist adult children with establishing healthy and safe boundaries using BRB and ACA materials. This material can be used as a chapter, a workbook, an introduction to boundaries booklet, a guide for presentations and group work at ACA meetings or conventions. Okay, we will take 10 minutes to discuss this. Please raise your hand. Miles, start the clock when you're ready. Okay. Raise your hand if you would like to speak. Okay, let's start with Helen from Canada 1385.
Hi, that's California, but close.
California, I'm sorry.
No problem. I think when we learn boundaries and all this new ACA tools and stuff, we learn by different modalities. So something like this would be data-driven, using the data book from the Red Book and other ACA stuff. It could be systematic and listed by steps. It could be also listed by page numbers. For the visuals, you could use graphic organizers that are in the text already and turn them into ways to make boundaries. And for practice beforehand, it's in the WSO quick links for best practices. Some of it's there. And everyone in our group that we've talked with and practiced with it has been very enthusiastic. That's it.
Thank you. Next is Rob from Florida 173.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is certainly something I think is near and dear to a lot of the members in our group. And I certainly, with some of the step groups, we've seen this a lot in terms of, you know, what's the right way to have boundaries and learning what they are. And so certainly, I'm 2.5 years into recovery, is really realizing the power of boundaries and the importance of having somewhere where people can go and see the examples and sort of what it means. And having that in one sort of go-to place would be really valuable. So thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Next is Maria from Sweden, 023.
Thank you. I think it's a good idea. It's an important part of recovery. It's good to focus on boundaries. And I think that some members don't have that much experience to rely on. So we support it fully. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Next we have, sorry, I lost my place. Next we have Sarah from Intergroup 002.
Hi, thank you for the service of those who submitted that proposal. What I would say on behalf of the New York intergroup, boundaries has been a concern in that intergroup. And I've heard it expressed in members from the Greater New York groups as well. I like the options in the proposal, a chapter, a workbook, an introduction to boundaries booklet, a guide for presentations. It seems like there's different ways we could make this happen. And it could be a section, something to consider for the service manual, since boundaries and service could be, you know, they go together. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Christopher from Intergroup 651.
Thank you. In reviewing the other proposals, we found this rather similar to proposal number 6. And we also realize that there is already a boundaries booklet out there. It's called Crosstalk Rules, or however it's titled. But why not just expand on that booklet, possibly renaming it as Boundaries and Crosstalk? That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Ben, but I don't have a meeting number associated with you, Ben.
I'm working out my technical difficulties, and I'm Maryland 053, and it pops up sometimes it doesn't, so I apologize for that. And I just have a question. I just want to make sure I understand. Would this also include something like materials like a card or something that could be posted during a meeting so that someone could come and read what the appropriate boundary for conduct and behavior are? Thank you.
You were breaking up, and I'm not sure I heard what you were trying to say. Okay. Could you try to restate that, please? Okay, you're muted again. Okay.
Okay. Again, it was giving you a hard time letting me unmute. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my it's a question. And the question is, would this also include material like a tech card or something to be posted at a meeting location so that someone coming in could read what their information is in regards to behavior and conduct at the meeting?
That's possible. I mean, and it's also up to the meetings post the meeting, the information however they would like, but that's to be determined. Next is Julianne from Indiana 0097.
We decided that we suggest that the Big Red Book is already too big, unfriendly, and inaccessible due to the density of the material in it, that it seems unadvisable to add a new chapter to that. In fact, we'd rather see the Big Red Book split apart, so that a booklet seems much more appropriate. However, we also found that the numerous suggestions for literature this year could lead to too many literature choices that are basically overlapping each other. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Alice from New Jersey 134.
Yes, hi, I'm just gonna keep this brief. My thought was that this was a proposal that could easily be integrated in proposal number 9 for a ACA beginners meeting handbook, as the issue of boundaries is something that pertains, in my opinion, mostly to beginners. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have Kathleen from California 1312.
Thank you. I really support what Alice just discussed there, the idea of incorporating this. I think that the boundaries should go with the information about, you know, predatory behavior, so that there's an idea of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And we often have secretaries and people who are saying, well, we don't know what to do when things get out of shape. You know, they're all of our kick in to appease, or, you know, crawl under something when somebody's getting aggressive. So it would be really helpful to put this, I think the beginners group is a good place for it, or at least some succinct thing that includes ideas about group expectations as well as personal, you know, ways to handle. Okay, enough, thanks.
Thank you. Next is Dahlia from Israel 0007.
2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be brief. The format of having this piece, there's many options, and I think it's a bit too wide, maybe. And I would like to suggest having a workshop creating, a kind of a workshop that is offered for meetings to use on boundaries. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Kelly from telephone meeting 0341.
Thank you. So my notes about this, there's a couple of things. Yes, boundaries are certainly an essential tool for recovery and absolutely necessary to our growth. However, there's this thought that kept coming up, which is boundaries are personal to members. So, you know, and I feel like the boundaries are being worked into a lot of our literature. It's already in some of it, but it's being worked in even more. So the proposal itself is a little vague to me as to how they want to do this. I also like the idea of a workshop, but when I think about boundaries and being personal to each member as to how they set them, when they set them in their recovery, you know, it to have, you know, some sort of guidelines is kind of a nice gentle.
10 seconds.
Thank you. It's a gentle word, but the personal to each makes me feel like I don't know about a specific writing on this, as we have it all incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we'll have, and probably the last person, is Alexandra from Sweden, 0163.
Hi, my name is Alexandra. And what comes up for me now, that this is good, it could be named Setting Healthy Boundaries. And what I've heard myself and other people talk about is relationship to sponsors when it turns dysfunctional. I would like to see a chapter on that, because break the don't talk rule. And it's, you know, to discuss it, you know, when you're new in the program and everybody goes through this lengthy process and the sponsor said this and I do this crazy this, I said, just discussions. We need to talk about it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Our time is up for discussion, correct, Miles? Yes, okay. All right. We will now do the poll that we've done in the before, which asks you to indicate whether you support it, whether you do not support it, or whether you would like this reworked.
Gentle reminder to please, when you make your selection, hit submit.
Another 30 seconds. Okay. Poll is closed. Okay, we do not have a clear majority on any of the choices. What I'd like to do now is ask for a yes or no vote on the the icons on the participant panel, whether you agree that this should be sent to a breakout room, because we do not have a clear majority to pass this proposal or make it a proposal. Are you in favor of sending it to a breakout group? Click either yes or no at the bottom of your participant panel. Okay. 10 seconds. Okay, we have, of those who voted, we have 70 in favor of sending it to a breakout room. Okay, we will not, this is not a motion, so we are not going to take a minority opinion, by the way. Okay, we have 70 in favor of sending it to a breakout room, 22 not in favor. 70 is meets our threshold of 60% of the eligible people voting, I believe. If my math is somewhat correct. And so we will, we have 71, I forgot that I can vote on that, or maybe not. Okay. So we can, we will send that to a breakout room at the end of the day. Okay. Is there anybody that sees a flaw in my thinking there? I think that's what I see, and that's where we'll go. Okay. All right, let's, we'll do one more before we take a break. I think, let's see. Let me look at the agenda. I don't want to take a break too early. Okay. All right. So the next one is Proposal 13. And that is on page, I don't know. All right. Oops, hello.
Yeah, Mary Jo, this is Jim. Is this the one that Charlie wanted to show something?
Yes, Charlie, did you want to speak to this before we entertain this?
Yes, if I can, Mary Jo. Jim, are you in a position to put the recent board motion on the screen? What we wanted to let people know is we, I'm chair of the literature committee. We actually completely agree with the observation in this motion and its intent. We actually thought there was a more comprehensive way to do it. The motion talks about having the logo and adult children of alcoholic dysfunctional families on the Big Red Book. We noticed actually there's a lot of inconsistency from the Big Red Book to the Yellow Workbook to the laundry list workbook. They're all quite different. And so a couple of weeks ago, I proposed to the board, and the board unanimously approved the motion on our screen, which is to direct the literature committee to implement design changes so that all current and future books prominently and consistently connect the ACA logo and adult children of alcoholic dysfunctional families on the front and rear covers and the title page. It's our belief that this actually takes the intent of Measure 13 and incorporates it into all ACA literature, not just the Big Red Book. So we wanted to communicate this to the delegates, and perhaps either as part of the discussion or Mary Jo at some point might do a poll to see if people, before you go into full motion, to see whether you think the board has already addressed this issue through the motion we just passed.
Thank you. The only thing I would say is that the proposal also indicates putting it on the spine. Did the board consider that?
We would certainly encompass that, consider that as part of the only reason I left it out of the motion is that sometimes spines are different and there's a little less consistency, but certainly we would include the spine in this, the sort of spirit of this motion, yes.
Okay, so it would be the spine in the red book.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, then by a show of hands in the form of a yes or no, are you, the delegates, willing to forego any discussion of this proposal because we believe that it's already taken care of by a board motion?
Hi, this is Sharon, technology. I just wanted to, as a reminder, that this is not a pop-up poll on the screen. It's the nonverbal yes, no, or raised hand, I think, for abstain.
Yeah.
In the participant, the bottom of the participants window. Thank you.
I did not refer to raised hand as abstained. I incorrectly said raise your hand or yes or no, and I meant do yes or no instead of raised hands. My apologies. Thank you for that, Karen, Sharon. Okay, this is closed. We have 86 people in favor of, or 87 in favor of not entertaining this motion because the delegates believe that the board has already taken care of this. And I think we're good to go. Okay, thank you very much. So proposal 13 is off the board, so to speak, because it was taken on by the board. Okay, all right. Let's see, okay, let's do proposal, let me see. We have one, two, three more.
Mary Jo, yes. Excuse me. Alexandra has a point of order. I'm not sure what the point of order is. You could allow her to state whatever it is.
Okay. Can you unmute her, please?
Over here.
She's Sweden, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it already. Thank you. It's clear now for me, the phrasing of what we're voting on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Then, thank you, everyone. We will, and thank you to the board. We will now move on to proposal number 6, Okay, and I will only read the beginning of this, but we propose that WSO create a document regarding the experiences, strength, and hope of members who have faced situations in which individuals or groups have not followed the traditions or principles of ACA. We suggest that this document be published now as a pamphlet and or online resource and later as a chapter in the next edition of the Big Red Book. Again, our presumption is that you will have read this ahead of time. Okay. All right. So we will now have 10 minutes of discussion about this. Please raise your hand in order to participate in that discussion. Miles, start the timer. And the first person to speak is Andy from Colorado, 0029, or 92 rather. And
sorry. My question is, does this belong in a service manual? And I've read somewhere in all of this that work has begun on that. And so that's it. I just have a question. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We won't answer that question right now. It can be part of a later discussion. Okay. Next person is Maria from Sweden, 023.
Yes, my group supports it. It would give a deeper understanding. We feel it's important to state that it's okay to make mistakes, not to judge each other, but it would be a help on the traditions and therefore to keep a safe group. And it would also give everyone an opportunity to address something without it being personal. You can make it more of a general discussion if this comes, if this is exists. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Corey from Canada, 0367.
Hi, thank you. Our group feels that this may be a good topic for a newsletter, something maybe even in a series over tradition one, tradition two, like by week, maybe in the Traveler or something like that. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Kathleen S. from California, 1312.
I agree with that idea of it being, I think we should do it online. I think we should have like a some place where people can, like in the archives or in some business meeting subcommittee or something like that, where this stuff is available, where when it's necessary, we have a place to refer to and to tie it to the traditions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Kathy from Ohio, 0094.
Hi, from our group's perspective, we kind of felt like this would be a discussion item as well, and maybe something that the intergroup could assist with instead of having additional documentation in regards to it. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Aaron from PA076.
Hi. My thought about that, because I've been doing some of that work with the traditions, and we do have them on the Delegate Training Subcommittee website. We have somehow they've gone wrong, but then questions to address it. And my question and my concern is, we've been putting on a workshop for this weekend. Sometimes when we're putting on the skits that are about how things go wrong, that they can actually be triggering and traumatizing. So I would want to be very careful in not having them all done as what goes wrong, but sometimes what goes right and what could go wrong in a discussion, not so much it actually playing out. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Petra from Spain, 0002.
Yes, hi. I would like to say that in my feeling, this is very close to what was discussed before about the 12th and 12th. So it could be something that is very well covered as a part of that idea, I find. I also find that it could give some guidelines you know, to expand on the traditions chapter of the Big Red Book, possibly. However, having seen on boundaries and in other places the idea of expanding the Big Red Book, I'd like us to keep in mind that Big Red Book is already very big. So it would be, I would caution us to make it any bigger. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Julianne from Indiana 0097.
Thank you. And my point was just made by the previous speaker. I'll pass.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Lori from Web Meeting 0094.
Thanks. This is Lori, Grateful ACA. This speaks in particular to safety and a perception of safety. And as a chair for several groups, I believe it's extremely difficult when there's an unsafe situation, even online. And to have an official position or recommendation pamphlet or document or part of the service manual, it would make it easier for a chair to control that situation and not have to invent a particular sort of procedure on the spot.
Thank you. Next is Duff from Utah 029.
This seems to me like it's taking it more into making rules. In the past experiences I've had in groups, it's really important to take these issues with group conscience and higher power. They generally end up being unique to the individual situation. So I am thinking that it's best to back away from drawing lines and writing rules and policy type things and get the groups to exercise the group conscience and depending on their higher power to come to solutions with these issues.
Thank you. Next is Rob from Florida 173.
Yeah, thank you. So a couple of things is, you know, definitely this is visible both in meetings and has also been visible online and in numerous places. When there's sufficient recovery, it can be addressed by the group conscious, but a lot of times the groups don't have enough recovery. And then it becomes sort of this family secret that we're used to of just, you know, nobody talks about it, but we know that these things are going on or people don't know how to address it. So we're not sure about what the format would be, but the need to be able to show how to address it, in other words, through recovery versus from a critical point of view of what goes wrong, but more of how to address these situations is important. So maybe suggestions to move this to a breakout discussion. And it also boundaries is important as part of this. Terms of figuring out how to address these when they do come up. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder that if your point has already been made, you can put your hand down by clicking the hand again. Next is Bernadette from Intergroup 558 in Canada, I believe.
Having experienced strength and hope regarding breaking of traditions, that sort of thing, really important. I think that it sounds like this, you know, having it perhaps in a service manual might be the way to go. I noticed that in the WSO analysis, that's what they're already working on something. So that's all I said.
Thank you. Next is Christopher from Intergroup 651.
Thank you. This to me still sounds a lot like Proposal 8, which is already going to a discussion. I would hate to see this be a whole other separate discussion. Why not just add it to the discussion on Proposal 8? It sounds like it's criticizing other members, and it's it would be better to focus more on strengthening and maintaining our own boundaries. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you. Next is Sue from Canada 332.
Thank you. I'll make it quick. Our group voted yes, and I support a lot of new emerging groups. And we talk specifically about examples of challenges and solutions, how other groups have solved it. And the specific examples are really helpful for people to sort of internalize it and to have a great discussion about how does that come out for us. And I would say to you, I agree the BRB is too big. I'm thinking it's only one way, the Good Enough book would be a great place for something like that to have some experience, strength, and hope shares from a meeting group perspective to help sustain. I think it is critical for our ACA fellowship in the future to keep it sustainable, that we have healthy groups, and this would be a great help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the discussion. We will now do the poll for this one, where you will indicate whether you support it the way it is, whether you do not support it, or whether you believe it should go to a breakout group. And okay, you'll have 1 minute to vote. Okay, the poll is closed. We do not have a clear 60% in any of the categories, so what I will ask you to do now is indicate, especially for those who voted that they would support it, that yes, essentially what we're asking is how many people are in agreement that we would send this to a small group discussion rather than just drop it all together. Another 10 seconds. Okay. All right, we'll stop. I think with 72 yes and 18 no, we have a clear majority of delegates who wish to send this to a small group for further discussion. So that is what we will do with this proposal.
Excuse me, Mary Jo.
Yes.
This is great. We seem to have a difference. My list of participants has gone out of order. It's now back in order, but I noticed that some of the hands raised on my list were higher than what they were on your list, apparently. So I'm not sure what we have to do, but I've notified Sharon that there seems to be a problem. So before we take the next, before we take hands at the next vote, hopefully we'll have to check in to make sure it's resolved.
Okay. And also just to be clear, I hope I didn't say raise your hand. I meant only to indicate yes or no at the bottom. But, okay.
this was back when you were raising hands. The sequence you were calling on people was totally different than what showed up on my screen.
Okay, thank you. All right, then we will send this one to small breakout groups. And I believe now is a good time. Let me look at the agenda. Now is a good time to take a 10-minute personal needs break. And let's see, let's make it 11 minutes. So we will come back at 1:40 Eastern US time from a 10-minute break.